Hi, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Wrestle This. Very glad you could join me. If anyone would like to get a copy of my book, it's called Assassin, the Man Behind the Mask, just go to www.crowbarpress.com. I'd appreciate it. You know, I never cease to be amazed at people's reactions to different things. My comments concerning my feelings towards those that got upset with the way I described those that abused the word respect, it was actually overwhelmingly positive. I guess we've all met people that do the things they do in utter disrespect for others, other people, and as well as the wrestling business. And I was actually surprised that I didn't even get one negative response this past week. I'm happy to know that so many people out there feel the same way I do about things like respect. Anyway, this past week I had the pleasure of talking to a guy named Dan Westbrook. Now, Dan's a longtime fan from around the L.A. area, and he's doing a chronology on wrestling in that area. He contacted me, and we talked, nearly 2 hours, I guess, on the phone about L.A. in the mid-60s, and how it related to the wrestling office in Japan that was called New Japan Wrestling at the time. And to me, unlike many of the self-acclaimed historians that have written articles on wrestling, Dan's attempting to talk to as many people as possible that actually worked in that area, and he's writing using that information instead of using gossip and rumors and speculation and a lot of other forms of unsubstantiated information. Now, during the course of our conversation, many of his questions brought back a lot of memories, some good, some bad. Although I'd only wrestled once in the L.A. area, and that was in 1965, I had some extremely close feelings for several of the old-timers that lived around there and in that area. Of course, they're long since gone, but certainly not their memory. And even for as long as Dan and I talked, I received an email from him today and with even more questions. And one in particular brings up a topic of conversation that seems to be pretty popular these days, and that's how much the wrestling business has changed here in the States. Well, he wanted to know about the way the business has changed in Japan, especially from a fan's perspective. One question he asked was how were we received by the fans in Japan back in 1965. Well, first of all, we were already very well known there because the TV from L.A. had played all over the country. But you have to realize I'm talking 1965, nearly 45 years ago, and the entire Japanese culture has changed a lot in 45 years. The fans back then were quiet and reserved, actually almost to the point of being shy and timid. You know, I remember when Tom and I were in some of the small towns on the southern islands, we'd walk around the streets with a mask on, and my God, when the people would come in contact with us and actually see us face to face and everything, the reaction we received from them was they were in total and absolute fear of us. It was as if we were some sort of horrible demons, and the look on us would be fatal to them. And believe me, we received that all the time. Of course, the Japanese office had us wear those masks everywhere we went, trains and planes and buses and everything else. The only time we ever took them off was in the bigger hotel rooms, but in the small hotel rooms in the small towns, you know, we had to wear them all the time because, hell, that hotel staff would be in and out of your room, you know, and you never knew when they were coming, and those rooms, in those small places like that, they didn't have any door locks on them because they weren't worried about these, I guess. But you had very little privacy, so we had to keep those masks. Hell, even slept in the damn things. And like I say, you had the hotel staff coming in and out of your room all hours of the day and night. The only time that we ever got to take the mask off was when we were in Tokyo, and we'd slip out the back door of the big hotel, and halfway up the alley, we'd slip the mask off, then slip back into the hotels the same way after we went out and did what we were going to do around Tokyo and so on. You know, and I haven't been back to Japan since WCW. I was with WCW, and we went there in the 90s. But I was amazed even back then at how much Japan had changed from the last time that I had wrestled there. The fans were now, they'd become loud and aggressive, and they even had a large group of girls that followed the wrestlers around to get dates with them. Of course, I call them admirers of the gladiators, but most of the wrestlers just call them arena rats. Anyway, I guess I'd have to say, of all the things in wrestling that's changed a great deal over the years, the Japanese fan has probably changed as much or more than anybody, anywhere, and anything connected with the business. Their attitudes towards wrestling is just a small indication of how their entire culture has changed over the years. You know, some cultures change for the worst, and some change for the better. And I guess it all depends on who you are and how you think as an individual as to whether the changes are good or bad. Anyway, I told the story because Dan's questions did bring back a lot of memories, and I hope I didn't bore everybody with my story. And I want to thank all of you for being here with me on this segment of Who's Slamming Who. I hope you can be here with me again next week. Until then, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton. See ya.